Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. A Belton, Missouri police officer struck during a police pursuit.
It happened on Wednesday afternoon when officers were performing a welfare check on Missouri 58 Highway and Belray Boulevard. They found a man passed out inside a car with a glass pipe in his lap who, after being awakened, fled the scene. Two of the tires on the suspect's vehicle were spiked as it traveled north on I-49 into Grandview. The driver continued onto I-435 before eventually abandoning the vehicle on foot in Kansas. The man was eventually taken into custody around 4:30 p.m.
A Johnson County 3-year-old left alone in a car in a Walmart parking lot for an hour. All alone is okay. At the time, Shawnee police responded, the feels-like temperature outside was nearly 120 degrees. The car was running at the time. The adult responsible was cited by police for endangering a child. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market, including Z-Tags, Y-Tex, Allflex, and other trusted brands, as well as supplies for goat and sheep ear tagging and feedlot tags. In addition to ear tags, you'll find the tools you need, like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly has approved updated drought declarations for Kansas counties with Executive Order 2304, saying that Kansans have been resilient in the face of drought this past year, though even with some regions receiving significant rainfall. She strongly encourages all Kansans to continue to be mindful of ways that they can conserve water and minimize fire hazards. The drought declaration placed 55 counties into an emergency status, 18 counties in a warning status, and 32 into a watch status. And this includes locally Norton and Phillips counties in drought emergency status. This action was recommended by Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office and chair of the Governor's Drought Response Team. While most of western Kansas has seen relief from drought in the last 2 months, central and southeast Kansas counties have continued to be dry, with nearly 30% of Kansas currently in extreme or exceptional drought. Through an interagency agreement between the Kansas Water Office, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, counties in emergency stage are eligible for emergency use of water from certain state fishing lakes. And these counties also become eligible for water in some federal reservoirs. Individuals and communities need to contact the Kansas Water Office for a water supply request prior to any withdrawals from lakes. And those requests will in turn be referred to the appropriate office to obtain necessary permits to withdraw the requested water. This executive order will remain in effect for those counties identified until rescinded by executive order ending the declaration or revising the drought stage status of the affected counties. The governor's drought response team will continue to watch the situation closely and work to minimize the negative drought-induced effects on Kansans. For more detailed information about current conditions, you can visit the Climate and Drought webpage on the Kansas Water Office website at kwo.ks.gov. An Ellis County man, J. Noddle Schumacher, appeared in Ellis County District Court on Monday for a hearing to determine if he was competent to stand trial for the March 2022 death of his wife, Karen Schumacher. In District Court, Chief Judge Glenn Braun, following the more than two-hour hearing, found that Schumacher was competent to stand trial. Schumacher's defense team presented two expert witnesses during the hearing, while the state and assistant Ellis County attorney, Aaron Cunningham, relied on the testimony of Kathy Schaefer from High Plains Mental Health. Cunningham said Schaefer conducted an interview with Schumacher and that he did not score any impairments to stand trial during the interview. Schumacher is charged with first-degree murder, aggravated battery, domestic battery, and mistreatment of a dependent adult. He's being held in the Ellis County Jail on bond, and a preliminary hearing has been scheduled for January. John Stewart with AAA Kansas said that drivers are in a good trend in terms of gas prices, as they've seen them fall over the past couple of weeks after a couple of months of heading upward, which certainly got people's attention. Stewart said right now, Kansas is at $3.60 a gallon on average, and that's down 6 cents from a week ago. And Kansas currently has the 13th lowest average gas price in the nation. He said crude oil prices are at about $79 per barrel, where a couple of weeks ago it was in the $83 per barrel range. And that reduction in crude oil prices has apparently started to show up at the gas pumps in terms of a little bit of lower prices. Stewart said that though the remnants of Storm Harold are still breaking up in Texas, there hasn't been a reason for the weather to stop oil refining yet this season. And so far, they haven't seen any tropical impact to the refineries on the Gulf Coast. However, between the potential for a demand bump with Labor Day and the Atlantic hurricane season still active, it's not clear whether this week's drop can be sustained in the near term. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan recently announced that $1.5 million will be available for a fourth round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline, or HEAL, grants to revitalize dilapidated and underutilized downtown buildings in small communities across the state. HEAL grants help close financial gaps for communities that are striving to make their downtown districts more economically vibrant. HEAL grants help bring downtown buildings back into productive use as spaces for new or expanding businesses, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, child care, and entrepreneurship. Submitted projects must show potential to be economic drivers in their community and also demonstrate that the space will be occupied by the end of the project. And proof of dollar-to-dollar matching funds from the building owner will be required at the time of the application. Communities that received a HEAL grant in the first round, which was awarded in the spring-summer of 2022, are now eligible to apply again. However, communities that received HEAL grants in either the fall 2022 or spring 2023 are not eligible to apply for this round. The application window opened on August 14th and will close on November 10th with the award notifications in mid-December. Additional information about HEAL and the online application can be accessed at kansascommerce.gov. The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $5,000 in the July grant cycle, and these funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant funds for July supported Crayons for Classrooms, which received $5,000 for the 2023-2024 school supplies project. Crayons for Classrooms is a group of community members, parents, grandparents, teachers, and school administration whose mission is to provide basic supplies for students attending school at USD 211. The group formed in 2022 and provided school supplies to every student at Eisenhower Elementary School. These grant funds, along with other various fundraising initiatives, have enabled Crayons for Classrooms to provide all of the supplies for Eisenhower Elementary School students, with the exception of PE shoes, headphones, and book bags, and $25 of the tech fees for junior high and high school students for the 2023-2024 school year. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortonccf.org, and the applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email Bethany at nortonccf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to start work on multiple resurfacing projects in Trigo County the week of August 28th. The project work will include milling and overlay on K-198 from the I-70 junction to the east city limits in Collier, Waukini Business Loop, US 283 at I-70, which is exit 127 north to Barclay Avenue, east on Barclay Avenue to the US 40B junction, then south on US 40B to the I-70, exit 128, and K-147 from 1,600 feet south of P Road to P Road near the Big Creek Bridge crossing. The traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zones and directed by flaggers and a pilot car in some areas during the daylight hours, and drivers are advised to plan for delays of up to 5 minutes or less. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the projects to be completed by the end of September, conditions permitting. A visitation for Tom Hickert, 71 of Norton, will be held this Saturday, August 26th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home in Norton, and a private family interment will be held in the St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery in New Almelo. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton General Public Transportation and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergopper.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see what Cowpoke Supply has to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply, East Highway 36 in Norton.
Northern Valley Schools USD 212 is accepting applications for the position of maintenance director. This is a 12-month position that includes but is not limited to keeping premises and buildings in Almena and Long Island safe and operational. Requires a high school diploma or equivalent. Applicant must be able to do basic maintenance and troubleshooting. Only self-motivated team players with a can-do attitude need apply. Hours and pay are negotiable upon experience. Applications are located at nvhuskies.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The USDA has a multi-layered approach to protecting our livestock industry from high-consequence foreign animal diseases. Gary Crawford has more in this report.
The U.S. has a long-standing surveillance program at ports and airports designed to help keep foreign animal diseases such as foot and mouth disease out of the U.S. But what happens if such a disease does somehow get into the country? In that case, we've got
the National Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Program,
or NADPREP for short. Dr. Julie Wallen runs that program for USDA.
The NADPREP program provides funds to states and industry organizations and tribes and others to build up our preparedness. So if we have an outbreak of a severe disease like foot and mouth disease, we have the tools ready to get it under control quickly.
One tool in that regard is the National Animal Health Laboratory Network. Its job,
providing that first line of being able to detect where the disease is and where it isn't and allow us to quickly contain it.
Dr. Wallen says USDA is making available $23.5 million for these two programs to better protect the U.S. livestock industry. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Wednesday marked the first day of a once-in-a-generation hearing on federal milk pricing. USDA's federal milk marketing order hearing is underway as dairy producers make their case for changes to the pricing program. National Milk Producers Federation President and CEO Jim Mulhern says, thanks to the tireless efforts of dairy farmers and their cooperatives, this industry is poised for progress as federal milk marketing order modernization is now in sight. The industry expects 5 to 7 weeks of testimony and discussion on proposals to modernize the FMMO system. Following USDA's initial presentations, the hearing will then launch into discussions of specific issues placed within the scope of the hearing. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We've got a break in the hot weather coming up for parts of Kansas on Saturday and the whole state on Sunday. It'll still be pretty warm, but we won't have the extreme heat and humidity by Sunday morning with highs mostly in the 80s statewide. We may get some precipitation from that system, especially tomorrow afternoon into Saturday morning, with the best rain chances across the northwest and northern counties and some of the western counties. For now, we'll stay hot and humid with an excessive heat warning still in effect for central and eastern Kansas, highs in the low 100s today. Factoring in the humidity, we'll get heat indexes between 105 and 115. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a low-pressure shortwave trough is over eastern Colorado. We have upper-level high pressure still in control in the central plains. The heat and humidity continue through the afternoon, and then tonight we'll start to see some changes take shape with a cold front forming in the northern Rockies and cooler high pressure setting up to move southward. Overnight, things stay sultry with lows not cooling off a whole lot, mostly mid and upper 70s and high humidity. Another hot and humid day coming up on Friday, highs possibly reaching about 106 in our central counties and mostly sunny skies. That frontal boundary will start to edge into the central plains tomorrow afternoon, triggering showers and thunderstorms in northern and western Kansas. Cooler air moves into the northern counties by Saturday, and the whole state cools off into the 80s by Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 90s to low 100s, upper 60s and low 70s overnight, low 100s north central, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 70s. 100 to 105 in the northeast counties, tonight upper 70s, mid to upper 90s southwest, and upper 60s and low 70s for the overnight hours. South central, low 100s today, mid 70s overnight. We're in the low 100s southeast, and tonight mid to upper 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.